you want a bench now, that's like you're stopping teeth. You can't do two at the same time. Or the taste me something is an issa. Like once you want a bench, it's showing you finished eating. So that's why if you decide later to eat, you have to make another bracha. But also over here, after lishchot b'hada you mechasa b'chada. With one hand you can make a shechita, with one hand you make kisa dam. There's no fear to do both. So even though you have to stop shechting to make a kisui, that's not called a hefsik in the shechita. So for the ma'isa, one bracha pap is all of it. One bracha shechita. The bad who did in the mitzvah kisa dam also. One bracha and the kisa dam are part of everything. Here it's not called a hefsik. Even though you have to stop in between, but it's not really called a hefsik because really you could do both at the same time. So even though you do it zech as there, that's not called a hefsik. Alright, stop here. Here to the Peizanyam Nalafi by the Mishnah. Here the Mishnah says, what shochat v'loy kisa, let's say somebody made a shkita on an oy for a chai and he did not make the kisa dam, for ruachar, another Jew saw it, so lochar is chai v'chasveis, like whoever sees it, there's a mitzvah upon him now to make the kisa dam. What's going to be kiso? Let's say the first person that made the shkita made a kisa dam. He covered it up, he put dirt on top of the blood. And then v'nis gala, then let's say the wind came and uncovered the blood, locher is potem lechasas. You don't have to cover it a second time. The mitzvah do it once, and that's all. Even though it becomes uncovered, there's no mitzvah do it a second time. But what's going to be at the beginning, kisel haruach, let's say after the shechita when the blood went on the floor, now the wind came and covered it up with dirt. So at that time, you can't make kisel dam anymore, because it's already covered up. So the Jew would like throw more dirt, he would not be mekayem the mitzvah. But still, what's going to be if later the dirt again is blown away? So now chayav b'chasas, there would be chiyuv to make a kisei dam, because here nobody made the mitzvah yet. The wind covered it up; it wasn't the mitzvah. So therefore, when the wind uncovers it, now it's back to do the mitzvah. You're in the first case where a Jew covered it up, so he did the mitzvah. Once you do it once, then there's not a chiyuv to do it a second time. Yeah, we'll see why in the Gemara. Talking about the Torah Rabbanim. The Pasuk says, v'shofach v'chisa. So it's like spill the blood, and then you're supposed to make the kisa, cover it up. So we dash like this, misha shofach v'chisa, l'chetchila, the one that made the shechita, he is the one that's supposed to do the mitzvah kisa dam. What's going to be though, shochat v'loy kisa? Let's say the one that made the shechita did not cover up the blood. V'ro acha, but another Jew saw the dam there. So minayin, how do we know to say shechayav lechasas? And now there's a chib upon him to make the kisa dam. He can't just go by and say, listen, somebody else made the shechita, what do you want from me? No, he has a chib now to make a kisa dam. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, v'yoyim alivnei Yisrael. The Pasuk starts off by the parasha of kisa dam. Rashi says the parasha of kisa dam. It says, v'yoyim alivnei Yisrael. So it means to say, azor lechol b'nei Yisrael. There's a mitzvah on the whole Klai Yisrael. We need to say, whenever you see blood of a dam chai, a dam oif that wasn't covered yet, there's a mitzvah for you to cover it. Ben Echnami, once it was covered once, if the sheikh did the mitzvah, then there's no more chiyuv a second time. Tani, they heard another price like this. The Pasuk says, v'shofach v'chisa. The one that spills the blood, the sheikh, he should cover it. So he dash in b'ma sheshochat bo yichasa. With the same thing with your hands that you use to make the shechita, you should also use your hands to cover up the blood. It means to say, shlo yichasena b'regel. You should not use your foot and just kick the dirt over the blood. That's like embarrassing the mitzvah. Shlo yei mitzvah is bezuyis alav. A mitzvah should not be bezuyin. You shouldn't do it in the oifen of a bezuyin. It's not meant for the mitzvah that you just kick it with your foot. But rather, you're supposed to use your hands and take the dirt in your hands and then throw it over on top of the blood to cover up the blood. Tani dichon, another braisa, that the Pasuk says, v'shofach v'chisa, the one that spills it should cover it. So dash in misha shofach u'yichasenu. The one that spilled it, the one that made it shechita, he's supposed to hear the mitzvah kisa dam. Now, maisa once happened, b'yechad, one person, sheshochat, he made the shechita, and he was about to make the kisa dam. But v'kodem chaveru v'chisa, somebody else came first and did the mitzvah kisa dam. So, v'chayvu, Rabbi Gamliel, litin lo yudzovim. Rabbi Gamliel was mechayiv, the second person that did the mitzvah. It's like he stole the mitzvah from the first one. So that's halach. Whenever you take away a mitzvah from somebody else, you have to give him back, like a knas, 10 zuvim. So he made him pay him 10 zuvim, because really the Shechet has the din to make the Shechita. Right, if he wants to let somebody else, he could let somebody else. But here he wanted to do it, so he had the right to do it. Now that somebody else did it first, he took away the mitzvah from the Shechet, he has to pay him 10 zuvim. Iborlo, a question like this, Schar mitzvah, what do you have to pay for? Because you took away the mitzvah from the person, or is Schar brocha, or else no, it's not off the mitzvah, but off the brocha, you make a brocha on kisui. So you took away the brocha from him, that's what you have to pay for. So Moritz says, the Chulam Ayin Afkin Minu, what's the difference? Of course, one mitzvah. What's the difference if it's a mitzvah or it's a brocha? He took away both like here. So Moritz says, Afkin Minu would be as Lebricha Samozen. Let's say somebody takes away your benching. So now it's like this. Like instead of you being the Mavarach, benching Mezumin, somebody else takes it away from you. See, Yamrit, if you're going to tell me, Scha Mitzvah, the Pshat, as you go, boss of the Maisa Mitzvah, the person took away your mitzvah from you, you have to pay him 10 zuvim. Achasi. See, if somebody benched instead of you, he'll only have to pay you 10 zuvim because he only took away one mitzvah from you. But the Yamrit, if you're going to tell me, though, that these 10 zuvim is Scha Broch, it's because somebody took away the Broch from somebody else, if so, heaven aboyim, then here by Bruchas and Moslem, since there are four Broches, you'd have to pay him 40 zuvim. As each broch you take away, that's the chiv to pay 10 zuvim. Not only for the mitzvah, but for the broch also there's the chiv. Like you divide it between the broches. So in this case, somebody benches and said, you'll have to pay you 40. That's the shayla mai. What's the lacha? So Tashma coming here. Dior malayahu tzeduki or mina. Like a guy, a tzeduki. Said the Rebbe to Rebbe. What tzeduki, some say, is a people that dash in the Torah wrong, didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Pim, Torah Shabbat Sav. But a copon of this tzeduki said to Rebbe that Misha Yotzahorim Loi Boruach, like the Hashem that created the mountains, he did not create the same one, did not create the wind. Or Misha Boruach, the one that created the winds, Loi Yotzahorim, he did not create the mountains. Why? The Pasuk Enomus that says, the Pasuk says, Kihina Yotzahorim Uvarei Ruach, two different words. Like one God created the mountains. Then a second one was a Berei Ruach, that's the way Dash, and he created the wind. So Amalei, so Rebbe said that this, to this Tzeduki, you know, Shaita, you're a fool. Shafu was safe for the crow, go turn to the end of the Pasuk. What does it say at the end of the Pasuk? It says, Hashem Tzeduk HaShemai, Mashman is one Hashem, the one Hashem created both the Horim and the Ruach. Amalei, so the Tzeduki said to Rebbe, listen, Nokadli Zimna Tlosiyam, please give me a chance to wait for 3 days. I'll still ask you a question back on what you're answering me. Give me 3 days. So Yosef Rebbe Tlosa Tanitanech Lam, Rebbe said, okay. But in the meantime, Rebbe fasted the next 3 days that then, like the Stuki, should not bother him. He had a koi boy mevorach, when Rebbe was about to eat or to start the bench, his omulei, right, says the people in the house told Rebbe, wait, somebody's by the door. And they thought, Tzeduki koi avobah, they thought it was that same Tzeduki that bothered you before, he's back again now also. So Amas, Rebbe said upon himself, like the Pasuk can tell him, for yitna b'broisi roish, like while I'm eating my meal, you give me bad news. As if it's like here, and I'm just finishing my meal, and he gave me now the bad news comes that the Tzeduki is back here. So that was Amalei, Rebbe. So when the Tzeduki walked in, he told Rebbe like this, really was a new guy. And he said, Mevasta tevas in lecho, I have good news for you. That first Tzeduki, he didn't find any answer, any question like that to slug you up, to go against you. And therefore, the guy committed suicide, he jumped off the roof and died. So that's what this, no, wasn't the same Tzeduki. And the people thought it was, but really it was somebody else coming to tell the news that guy died. So that one was Omaloy Ritzoncha Shetisoy. That's Lisa Rebbe. Yes, the Tzeduki, like, do you want to eat by me? Omaloy Hain, yes. Is Laacha Shoch, we have to get finished eating, Bishos and a drink. Omaloy Kaisha Brocha Atashaisa. Do you want to drink the Kaisha Brocha? Or Yaboyim Zuvim Atanaitel? Or do you want to take 40 Zuvim? In other words, Rashi said that means Char Abba Brocha Shoshonach Reim Omen. Thing about was he was really a guest. Maybe he was supposed to bench, but Rebbe didn't want him to bench. The Rebbe was like Nicha to pay him the money, in order the Rebbe should have to bench. Like Taisa says, Loi Shaycha l'schab roche lo hayroitz l'sark and brichas amozim l'fi shoyitzuki. Rebbe did not want him to bench. She just told him, well, you know, I'll pay you 40 zuvim, let me bench better. So, Omar Lois, the guy said, no, kosher bracha nishoyser, I want a bench. That's the Tuki said, I want the kais. So Yotza Baskla, Baskla went out, the Yoman said, kosher bracha, yishra boim zuvim. Here we see from Rebbe's memrum that really it's worth $40. In other words, in Shalom before, that what you have to pay for is fiji bracha. Therefore, brachas and mosna has four brachas, you have to pay 40 brachas, 40 zuvim. Omer Reb Yitzchak, Adayin yesh no liyesa mishpacha, you know that mishpacha is still here, Adayin yesh no liyesa mishpacha, being available to Rome, by the great people of Rome, the koronoisa mishpachas bar liyonis. Hey, his dad Saduki, they called that, his mishpacha was called bar liyonis. Upon this mice, we see that after you have to pay the zuvim, the 10 zuvim, that's for the bracha of the mitzvah. And after we do this, when you have brachas and mazim, four brachas, you'll have to pay 40 zuzim. Then the Mishnah says, ki sov nizgalati, you covered up once, and then it became uncovered, you potter. Or malay rav acha broy di rov ala rav ashi, maishno me ashova saveda, why is it different than the mitzvah of ashova saveda? The Yom HaMar, we learned over there, the Pesuk says, hoshev, you have to return the aveda, and we dash nafilu me yafamim, even if after you return it, the person loses it again. And you find that you have to return it a second time, a third time, fourth time. There also may be, even though you covered it once, if the wind uncovers it, you should have to cover it a second time. Omlai said back, no, hos, omlai ksiv miyuta, there's no miyut. So hoshiv means, afilu mei upon him. Hoch ksiv miyuta, vichisehu. Mashma one time, that's all. Vichisehu means it should be covered. So long as it was covered once, that's enough. You don't have to do it a second time. Then the Mishnah says what? Kisoa ruach. Let's say though the wind covered it up. So at that time, you potter. But then if it becomes uncovered, since nobody did the mitzvah yet, you have to cover it yet. Omer Rabba, Babachon, Omer Rabbi Yechonen, Leshon, Uwele, Shechozov, Nizgalo. When do you have to cover it? Only if it gets uncovered. Meaning to say, Avo Lechozov, Nizgalo. Let's say again, the wind first covered it up. And it did not become uncovered. Then potom lachases, and chlami. Then there's no mitzvah kisoi. When a Jew goes there, you find it covered already. So there's no mitzvah to uncover and cover it again. It's potter right now. Only if the wind uncovers it, then you have to cover it a second. Then you have to cover it. So the question is why? The chichaz of in his gala, if later the wind uncovers it, my heavy, why do we say then you have to cover it? But yitchilei, the chur should be like yesh dicho b'mitzvahs. Like when the wind covered it, at that time when it was covered, there's no mitzvah to cover it anymore. So once the mitzvah goes away, then maybe the mitzvah can't come back again. Amar Papa says no. Amar Papa, from here I learn out that the klal is ein dichu eitz a mitzvah. No, even though it comes a time when you can't do the mitzvah, but if later the mitzvah comes back again, you can still do the mitzvah. By kutchim, sometimes we say once the korban is not fit, you can't use it anymore. But by mitzvahs we say here, even though the wind covered up the blood, and at that time there was no mitzvah to cover it. But later, when it becomes uncovered, the mitzvah comes back again. That's called Ein Dichu Yetzah Mitzvahs. For the more Maishna, why is different? We heard the tongue of that we learned. HaShoichet V'nivla Dam B'Kaka Chayev L'Chasais. If you shecht a oif or a chaya, and the blood is dissolved in the dirt, still you have a Chayev L'Chasais. So the question is why? The Kuru of the Barnai say there also, now that it's in the dirt, like it's covered up already, so there shouldn't be a mitzvah to cover it up. Where it says, no, hosom kisherushuma nikar. They were talking about that you could still tell there's blood there. That was even though it started to dissolve, seep into the ground, but on top of it, you still tell the rishuma, like it's still nikar, that you still tell there was blood there. That's still called like dam, and therefore that part of the dam that's on top is not covered. Therefore you have to cover it. But when the wind throws the dirt over it, means there it covers it completely. So that's called, therefore there's no mitzvah. But over here where there's still, you could tell that the blood is there, so then you're still a mitzvah kisei. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Dam shenis'aru v'mayim. Let's say you shechted a chayi or a knife, and the dam that came out got mixed up with water. So we don't know if there's still a mitzvah kisei dam, or do we say the dam became bottled in the water? So it depends. Im yesh v'maris dam, if there's like enough blood in here, that it looks red, or the blood changed the color of the water, that it looks red, then chay v'chasas. Then we say it's not botol, and we still consider the dam is here, and there's a mitzvah kisui. But if you can't tell if the dam is red anymore, just a little bit, but you can't tell that the water does not turn red, there's so much water against a little bit dam, then you part it's both, you part it from Kisya dam. Well, that's going to be Nisar V'yayin. Let's say the red blood got mixed up with red wine. Now the Chur, you can't tell. Still, Roya Noisi Kiru Humayim. We have to consider this wine as if it would be water. And if it would be water, with this much amount of blood, be nicker, can you tell that it's there, would it change to make the water red, then it's not bottle, and it'll still be Mitzvah Kisui. Well, that's going to be Nisar V'dama Behema. Let's say the dam of a Chai got mixed up with blood of a Behema. As the blood of the Hema is part from Kisui, so also, or else, or the dam hachaya, or else it got mixed up with the dam.